WCOFM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 23 with a wind chill at 11. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Tuesday, January 23rd. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle. Sunny and not nearly as windy today as it was yesterday. We'll have a high about 55. One of the suspended Chickasha school employees to have a due process hearing tonight. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
Suspended Chickasha Schools Transportation and Maintenance Director Pete Bush's job on the line tonight. He will have his due process hearing in yet another special meeting of the Chickasha Board of Education. Administrators recommending Bush be fired. However, it is up to the school board to make the final decision. The meeting to be held at the middle school auditorium this evening to hold what's expected to be another large crowd, which has been attending school board meetings since a number of school employees were suspended last month. To date, there's been no official word on why Bush was suspended. School attorneys only gave out some blanket reasons of allegations of embezzlement and failure to report child abuse, but did not indicate which allegations were against which employees. It could be a long evening this evening. Bush's due process hearing will be held in open session. The hearing will be similar to a court hearing. Opening statements by a school administrator and Bush or his attorney, witness statements, cross-examination, and rebuttal. School board members will be able to ask questions. Now, after the hearing, the Board of Education will go behind closed doors for further discussion, after of which they will return to open session and deliver their fate for Pete Bush. The school board may also appoint a new member to replace Chris Ludwell, who resigned last week. Ludwell stepped down, saying he was being blackmailed and bullied. If there is an appointment to fill Ludwell's spot, it will come before Bush's hearing. The meeting to get underway at 6 o'clock tonight at the middle school auditorium. Firefighters statewide put on alert yesterday with those 50-mile-an-hour winds. Thankfully, no major fires breaking out. In the Chickasha and Anadarko area, fire crews dispatched to a grass fire east of Verdon Monday morning, but quickly got it under control. Burn bans are starting to be enacted more and more across the state. However, Grady County Commissioners did not implement a ban yesterday. There was, however, a ban put in place in Garvin County, which does include the Lindsay area. 14 counties now with burn bans, including Jefferson and Cotton counties in south central Oklahoma around Waurika and in Jackson and Tillman counties around Altus. Cool News Time, 7:05. More news coming right up.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
History buffs should enjoy an upcoming program that delves into the storied past of local churches, the 9th Annual Storytelling and Soul Food Evening, to discuss the role of African American churches in the area. The event, a fundraiser for the Loretta Jackson African American Historical Society. The event to take a look at the history of Chickasha and Verdon African American churches dating back to the late 19th century. Entertainment includes the Langston University Choir featuring soloist Cheryl Johnson Robinson of Chickasha. The program set for Saturday, February 10th at the USAL Ballroom. Tickets are $20. And you can get yours by contacting Loretta Jackson by calling 224-5297. Many times young families have financial difficulties. To help them or anyone needing guidance with money management, an upcoming program may be beneficial. A check and balance seminar to be offered next month, a joint effort of Grady County OSU Extension and the District Attorney's Office, held in part to try to reduce bogus check problems in the area. Susan Ruth with the Extension Office.
The program teaches establishing financial goals, tracking expenses, steps to build savings, banking services, along with balancing checking accounts.
The program set for the afternoon of Friday, February 9th at the Grady County Extension Office at 9th and Choctaw. There is a $30 fee for materials. You can register for the program at the Extension Office. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up yesterday to $63.49 a barrel. London-based Brent crude just over $69. Natural gas was up to $3.22 per million BTUs. Gold at $1,336. Silver slips below $17 to $16.98. A number of obituaries to tell you about, including 86-year-old Melba Kell. Funeral will be at 1 o'clock Thursday at Sharon Baptist Church. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home. Graveside service for 86-year-old Faye Fulton of Cement will be at 1 o'clock Thursday at Laverty Cemetery in Cement. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home. Private memorial service for 36-year-old Dale Allen Kirk of Guthrie, formerly of Alec, will be held by the family at a later date. Arrangements with Ferguson Funeral Home. And funeral for 84-year-old Paul Peterson of Ninicaw, 10 o'clock Friday morning at Grand Assembly of God Church. He was a U.S. Marine veteran. Arrangements are with Ferguson Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, sunny and mild today. We'll have a high about 55 this afternoon, and winds will be light and variable today. Right now, it's fair and 23 with a wind chill of 11. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line at 222-2233. 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports. Next.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
In sports, Chickasha High School basketball team's back home tonight after a four-game road trip last week. The Chicks take on neighboring Blanchard. Blanchard winning both boys and girls games that were played in Blanchard back on December the 12th. Blanchard girls ranked number 16 in Class 4A this week. They're coming in with an 11-5 record. And both Chickasha and Blanchard played in the Newcastle tournament last week. Chickasha girls suffered losses to Elgin, Ada, and Heritage Hall, while Blanchard won their opener against Ada, but then lost to number 7 Elgin and number 15 Newcastle. Neither Chickasha nor Blanchard boys teams are ranked. Last time out, Blanchard won a 10-point decision. Both teams won just one game in the Newcastle tournament. Both of those wins came against Newcastle. Games tonight at 6:30 and 8. We'll broadcast the games on our sister station this evening, 106.1 The Ranch. At the Chickasha Junior High Wrestling Tournament last weekend, Chickasha had two individuals wrestle for titles and had a total of four medalists. Colby Resendez was champion in his weight division, while Hobie Stevens was runner-up. Cash Muncrief placed fourth, and Caden Rooster McElroy was sixth. This coming weekend, the Chickasha High School Wrestling Tournament will be held at the CHS Sports Arena. USAO had a top finisher in the team's first ever indoor track and field competition. Dylan Keegan won the 3K race at the University of Central Oklahoma Indoor Invitational in Norman over the weekend. His time even qualified him for the NAIA Indoor Championships later this year. Also at the meet for the Drovers, Turker Mora of Warika placed third in the high jump. Big matchup in college basketball in Norman tonight. The 12th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners taking on number 5 Kansas. Game time 6 o'clock at the Lloyd Noble Center. Game on Fox Sports Network. And the OSU Cowboys out at Lubbock taking on Texas Tech. That's also a 6 o'clock tip. That'll be on ESPN News. And the Oklahoma City Thunder at home tonight as well. Our cool news, weather, and sports today all brought to you by Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, First National Bank and Trust, and Dehart Heating and Air Conditioning.